Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful and how through expert and millionaire interviews, we unveil tips, techniques, and advice to help you as an entrepreneur explode your business. And so I also want to share with you, if you have thought about ever creating your own radio show and getting out there and getting your voice heard on a much bigger level than you've ever thought possible, make sure you head over to chrisgilbertson.com and download my free guide on why now is the right time to podcast to learn more about how you can showcase your message and take it global. And without further ado, this is going to be a short interview clip that was from the George Ira Carroll interview that I did just the other day. And George breaks down how to actually focus as an entrepreneur on your daily tasks so you can achieve your big, huge goal that you want to achieve as a business owner. And then also how to find the right coach for you in your business and what you need to take your business to the next level. So without further ado, we're going to go right into the interview.
Now, my question for you, though, is because I think a lot of people, when they first get into business, they have a huge, grandiose idea of what they want to accomplish, and I think sometimes people get overwhelmed with the big picture, and they don't set themselves up for success with what you're talking about, those consistent daily actions. So do you have a process or a way that you help people kind of chunk that down to know what they need to be doing each, you know, to build that ladder to success of where they want to actually see themselves eventually?
Yeah, great question. So it's good to have that big vision, and that's what we find with a lot of entrepreneurs is they've got that big vision, but it's so big that they don't really know where to start, and they become so overwhelmed. So
right.
I tend to help entrepreneurs break that big vision down or chunk it down for, you know, into a monthly kind of planning and organization piece, into weekly, into daily plans, because, you know, that old cheesy metaphor of how you eat an elephant is one bite at a time, you know, if you enjoy eating elephants.
Right.
and that's the key. You know, sometimes I'll even use mind mapping as a way to help people. It's a great way to chunk information down. There's a book called The Mind Mapping Book that gave me some great ideas on how to chunk big goals and big ideas down. But I think the most, because I'm a big fan of simple. Like if it's complicated, you know, I want to find a way to communicate something in the most simple way so that people can get it and they can apply it. Because we won't apply anything that's overly complicated. And the simplest way is just to have a daily plan, a daily organization of what you're doing that day and making sure that it is pointed toward that big vision that you're doing. And if we do that consistently over time, we're going to get the results.
That's outstanding, man. I love how you explain it that way because that truly is, you know, how it works. And by helping people figure out what they need to do, then they're able to put themselves into action and stay out of that oscillating field of fear and doubt and confusion where they don't move forward. So I think that's outstanding. Now, besides mindset, what else do you think is the biggest barrier that holds entrepreneurs back from achieving success in their business?
Good question. Besides mindset, what is it that holds people back? Gosh.
Or maybe what aspect of mindset? Because, I mean, I know like 80%, that's a huge portion of it.
It is. So my mind goes to a couple things. Number one is if it's not anything in the mindset, I think it's preparing and being organized consistently on a daily basis to move forward. Because so many people run their business, and when I'm working with people, it's amazing. The people that come to me are so reactive to their day. They're waiting for the day to kind of bring them something, and then they react to it versus being the conscious creator of their day. And that's why planning is so important. So each night before I go to bed, I make a list of all the things that are important for me to do. And I use Anthony Robbins' time management system called RPM, and he teaches this process of chunking. So, for example, when you make a list of all the things you need to do for the next day, he says to group the things that are very related and focus on those things until those things come to completion. And it's simple, and it's really effective. And my time management has increased immensely this year as a result of it. When it comes to the mindset, it's fear. Fear is the biggest thing that holds people back from taking action. And, you know, we can have a whole long conversation on fear, but fear is that protective mechanism that keeps us, you know, quote-unquote safe, because anything that we associate pain or fear to, we're going to do our best to avoid it, even though it might be sort of this false identification.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I really like your point on hitting it on the head with the organization, because I wasn't thinking about that. But it's so true. So many people are so reactive to, like, their email. Like, how many times do people probably check their email? I know I'm guilty of it. It's like, Chris, you got to turn that off, shut it down, turn your phone off. You're only focusing on this one project. So I think that's, and I love the concept with what you're talking about with chunking it down and keeping them with similar tasks. I can definitely see how that helps people. Now, so what I mean, because you coach with so many different types of entrepreneurs, like, who's your favorite type of business to work with that you've been able to have the most results with?
I love working with passionate women entrepreneurs, and that's where I'm niching my business. The other day, I had this sort of intuitive nudge, and it was to niche my business even more, to work with really passionate women entrepreneurs, and the intuition was so strong, my logic kicked in, and I'm like, does that make sense for me to do? And then I went to my client list, and I said, gosh, you know, 80% of my clients right now are these passionate, powerful women entrepreneurs. So I thought, well, what a natural niche to go into. So I love working with women because they're willing to feel some of the pain that's stopping them from moving forward, and they're willing to get vulnerable and transparent more than men are, which allows them to move forward really powerfully. And the women that I work with tend to have better results than the men who are, you know, kind of locked in their mind and they're not in their heart, they're not feeling. So I love, love, love working with powerful women entrepreneurs.
That's outstanding. It's a really interesting perspective too. And quite honestly, I've noticed that more in my business. My business started out working strictly with men, and it's transitioned more into women now. And that's interesting how you say that, though, of how the mindset works and when we're working with the, you know, men and women. It's very interesting. Well, that's great, and I'm so excited for you with your branding out in that specific niche and what you're focusing on. Now, what projects are you currently working on?
Well, I just finished one called The Six-Figure Mindset, and basically I took my journey from five figures to six figures, and I packaged it into a five-disc program for entrepreneurs who want to gain the tools and the insights necessary to grow their business to five figures. So that's a fantastic program. I'm so proud of that one. I've done a ton of seminars across the country and a lot in Denver for entrepreneurs. And I've packaged all those in a way that people can have seminars in the comfort of their own home by watching them on DVDs. So I have tons of different products from all of my seminars so that people can have that experience in the comfort of their own home. What's coming up next, I want to work on the idea of influence or selling, because I think that's another big major block that entrepreneurs have is the idea of selling. And we associate, a lot of us associate selling to like the car salesman or the, you know, the slick salesperson. And that's the old paradigm. And there's a new way, I think, to sell an influence that's a lot more authentic and real and transparent versus trying to manipulate somebody to get what you want. And, you know, the essence of that is just creating win-wins for people.
Absolutely. And I think that is a big barrier that holds people back. They're so... It's the label they've put on sales of, you know, maybe it's a previous experience they've had. So do you help coach people kind of through any previous baggage that they have with regard to sales to help them get to that next level?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I even had to go through this on my own because I came from the corporate world where my managers at the time, I was in technology sales, and the managers in the industry I was in at the time was very cutthroat, and it was like, you do anything you have to do to get the sale. And at the time, I was so open and influenceable that I took on that mindset of, okay, it's not about the customer, it's about you doing what you got to do to get the sale. And so when I became an entrepreneur, that's something that I had to work on in order for me to really feel heart connected to my clients and to the selling process. And one thing that I help people do is just uncover their limiting beliefs around what selling is. So for me, what I learned about selling is that selling's dirty, selling's selfish, right. And those are the beliefs that I had to work on. And I help people become aware of, number one, what their limiting beliefs are and how they currently define selling and how to redefine it in a way that's really authentic for them and allows them to align the selling process to their own values.
That's amazing. I love it. I love how you say that, align it with their values, because then it's in tune with who they are, they feel comfortable, and they can really be passionate about what they love anyway, and it doesn't conflict with anything else telling them to hold themselves back. I think that's outstanding. Now, I'm curious with Because, you know, like as you talked about in the beginning, as entrepreneurs, especially when we get started, we all go through struggles and our own ups and downs just, you know, to find out who we are essentially as an entrepreneur and what we want to focus on. I'd love to hear your story of what was the breakthrough that made you pop and explode your business? Like what happened for you or what did you do that enabled you to get to that next level?
Yeah, there's a couple. Great question. There's a couple things that come to mind. The first one is something I talked about earlier was consistency, just consistently doing the little things over and over and over again. But the thing that really allowed me to explode my business was I hired a coach. Her name is Ingrid Elver. Are you familiar with her at all, Chris?
You know, I think I've heard of her. I don't. Is she here in Denver?
Yeah, she's locally based in the Boulder area.
Okay. No, I haven't met her yet. I think I've heard that name, though. Some, you know, the names float around me around here.
Yeah, she's amazing. And, you know, it's a great story. When I was at the beginning of 2011, I felt myself really beginning to grow. I had aligned my values. I got recommitted to my business, and I started to grow. But I kept hitting the ceiling of $4,000, $5,000 a month that I just couldn't get past. And so I met Ingrid at a networking event, and I was having a chat with her, and I said, well, what kind of work do you do? She says, I help people become celebrities in their industry. And that totally resonated with me, so I said, okay, we got to talk. And so a few days later, we were having a conversation, and we had her consultation over the phone, and she was getting me all excited, telling me how we're going to grow my business, and intuitively, I just felt that nudge. And it got to the point where we were going to talk about what it was going to cost to invest with her. And she asked me, she said, do you have any questions? I said, not really, other than what's it going to cost? And she said, it's going to be $1,000 a month. And on the inside, I totally shriveled. I had this response of lack and scarcity. And my first response was, I can't afford it. And what I love most about Ingrid is that she always called me on my shit. She never let me settle for limitation.
Yeah.
And so she said directly, she said, George, that's your block. I said, what are you talking about? She said, that's your block. She said, you're so used to making decisions based on what's currently in your bank account versus making a decision in faith and trusting that, number one, you're powerful enough, and number two, that the universe will support you. And so she caught me in my junk, and I said, God, you know what? You're right, you know, because money had always stopped me. So I made a decision with her starting April 5th of last year. And just in that one decision alone, my mindset shifted, and I began to attract a lot more clients very quickly. And within 3 months of working with her, I had increased my business about almost 300%. I almost tripled my business within 3 months, and I never looked back. So that was the thing that allowed me to explode.
That's awesome. And it's so, I mean, having a coach, I mean, I have three of them right now. I mean, I totally get that. Because before I was always under the mindset that, oh, I can figure it out. I'll get it all put together. I'm hardworking. I can figure it out. I can do it myself. And I think so many people have that mindset that they think they can do it. But until you get a coach, you have no idea what you're missing. And that's so, I just love that story because it got you to the next level and popped. And now it's like no looking back. You just keep advancing. So that's outstanding. I love that. Well, I'd love to just, before we end the call here, do you have any other tips or advice that you can share with our listeners on how to help them in their business?
Yeah.
Open-ended question.
Yeah, but, you know, there's so much information coming at me right now. But, you know, I would say if you're at a point where you want to grow, go interview some coaches out there who can help you because there's so many coaches out there. And there's so many people who have achieved lots of success, and I recommend hiring people who have achieved more success than you, because what that does, it gives people sort of an outside view of a successful business, and we don't have to recreate the wheel. I'm a big fan of modeling, and so I hire coaches now so that I can have an inside look at their business and what they're doing so I can implement their strategies in my own business. So one big tip is model. Find somebody in your industry who's really successful and study the crap out of them. Watch their videos, join their blogs, read their books, you know, get in tune with their mindset, the way they think, the way they feel, the way they act, what they value. And modeling is one of the most powerful ways to grow your business. Also go to seminars, you know, become a growth junkie and go to seminars. I'm a big fan of just getting a couple ideas every seminar I go to and then applying them into my business and into my world. And read books. You know, read books. Consistently feed your mind with that mental protein, so to speak, and then apply the knowledge that you learn. That helps people grow pretty tremendously.
Oh, outstanding advice. And just coming back to the coach section, though, because I know there are today, there's just so many coaches, you know, life coaches, health coaches, fit, I mean, anything, they're everywhere. So could you just provide a little more insight on how to find a coach for you? I mean, how do you, like, what kind of process have you gone through? Like you said, your intuition when you met Ingrid, but there was a process, I think, before you got to that point. Do you think so? Or how would you coach people to help them find their key coach?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I think there are lots of ways to do it. I guess number one, go out networking, and you know, the coaching market is so saturated, you're going to find tons of coaches, and meet quite a few, and the ones that really resonate with you, set up that consultation with them, whether you have to pay for it or not. Some of them will pay for it. Some of them charge and some of them don't, but sort of make it an interview process where you pick maybe four or five coaches who resonate with you or sort of grab you intuitively, and ask them questions and really dive deep into how they can help you. And I think the most important piece is finding people who are more successful than us, especially if we want to achieve more success and more abundance and prosperity and help more people in our business. Find people who are achieving higher levels than you are, because they can lift you up. But if you hire somebody who's, you know, who's, they're struggling in their business, they're struggling with life, they're probably not going to be able to help you as well as somebody who is achieving more success. So, and let me back up for a minute. It depends on what you're looking for. If somebody is looking for more inner happiness, find somebody who's just ridiculously happy, and they can coach them to get to that point. If they want more prosperity, find somebody who's being really abundant and prosperous in their life and in their business, and then hire them. If they want, it really depends on what they want. So, like with you, Chris, what is it that you help people do in the end? Like, what's the, like, when you think about your most, like, fantastic clients who've achieved the best results, like, what do they get from you?
Great question. So I help them broadcast their message, you know, take their message globally and, you know, partner with a large distribution channel. And what comes out of it is they find out what their true inner message is, like what they really are as an entrepreneur, what they want to focus on. And then it actually helps them showcase their skill sets in a way that they like. Because most people that I work with are frustrated, like they've had goals to write books, they've had goals to get out there and speak, and they haven't had the confidence, or they haven't put that, you know, figured out what that concept is. And when they start podcasting is what I teach them how to do, it all comes out of them. So I help them essentially broadcast their message.
Gotcha. So somebody who's looking to go global would be probably a pretty good fit for you, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Awesome. So, I mean, if they're looking for that, then you would be the ideal person for that. So it depends on, I'd say get clear on what you want to create in your life and in your business, and then look for coaches who specifically focus on those areas.
Outstanding advice. I just love it. Now I know you've got a lot of cool stuff going on this year in 2012. So what, you've got a local event right now I'd love for you to share with the audience, and then also where we can find out more about you and your brands and your products and what you've got going on.
Yeah, so I specialize in, and my brand is helping people unleash their badass, and that's just the part of us that we all have that's unstoppable, that's loving, compassionate, giving, vulnerable, transparent, and authentic. And so that's what I help people do, and I do it through one-on-one coaching, as we talked about, and I also do it through multi-day events. The next one I have coming up is called the Six-Figure Mindset, and basically it's a two-day event designed to get people to rethink their whole mental money strategies, and also the way they feel about money, because if we have negative beliefs around money, we're going to find ways to repel it away. But as soon as we shift those thinking patterns and we create a relationship with money that's more loving and appreciative, we start to attract more money. You know, the best metaphor that I have for that is, think of like a very good friend that you have, and all of a sudden you started judging that person, calling them the root of all evil, you started judging them and making them feel negative, they're not going to want to hang out with you. Well, same thing with money. If we have, you know, unconscious beliefs about money, like money's the root of all evil, money's dirty, rich people are greedy, those kind of beliefs are going to push money away. But when we start to look at money in a way that says, hey, you know, thank you for showing up in my experience with you, let's hang out some more, and we create this kind of appreciative relationship with money, we attract so much more abundance into our world in terms of clients and ideas. So that event is May 18th and May 19th. It's in the Denver area, And they can read more about it and find more information at www.sixfiguremindset.easyregister.com, or they can go to my website, georgeiracarroll.com. As of right now, the event is $197, but there's an early bird price going on for $97. So I highly recommend anybody who's wanting to move their business from five figures to six figures to go to that event, because there's going to be five guest speakers all offering their journeys and their strategies on how to help entrepreneurs get to the six-figure mark.
Oh, outstanding. I'm so excited. That's a phenomenal, phenomenal event, and you're definitely, with everything that you've just shared on the call, it's going to be magnified by 110%. So I'm just so excited for that event for you. And so thank you so much for coming on the show. Your tips and advice are just priceless, George. It was so fun chatting with you. And I just want to thank everybody again for tuning in. Again, this is Chris with the Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful. And if you want to learn more about George, his brand, about any of his events coming up now or in the future, if you're listening to this at later, head over to chrisgilbertson.com and click on the George Ira Carroll profile, and you'll find out more information about him and his brand. So everybody go out and make it a great day.